Salaam alaikum to all of you, dear mu'mineen and mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. In the last part of Hikmah number 6, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "A'malul ibad fi ajilihim, nuswa a'yunihim fi ajalihim." The actions of all people in their present life will be before their eyes in the next life. This statement is referring to the subject of embodiment of deeds, which is mentioned in the verses of the Quran many times. For example, verse number 30 of Surah Al-Imran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ تَوَدُّ لَوْ أَنَّ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ أَمَدًا بَعِيدًا. The day when every soul will find present whatever good it has done, and as for the evil it has done, it will wish there were a far distance between it and itself. Allah warns you to beware of disobeying Him, and Allah is the most kind to His servants. Or the verse 7 and 8 of Surah Al-Zalzala, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. So whoever does an atom's weight of good will see it, and whoever does an atom's weight of evil will see it. Indeed, from the moment of departing this world, the veils of ignorance will be removed from our eyes, and we will face the truth, and we will realize many of our mistakes and shortcomings which we have been unaware of. There is this story in Sheikh Baha'i's collection about someone who was in the state between life and death, and people were telling him to say the Shahadatain, but he kept saying, Ya Rabba Qaila Yawman Waqad Ta'ibat Aynat Tariqu Ila Hammam Manjab. What happened to the woman who was tired and asked, where is the way to Manjab bath? The story behind what he was saying was that one day a lady came to him in the street and asked for the Manjab bath. But he gave his own home address and trapped the woman in the house to abuse her. However, that lady managed to trick him and escape. Now in the time of death, when the veils are removed, the truth of what was in his heart was revealing itself and preventing him from saying his Shahadatain. There is a narration from Rasulullah, peace be upon him and his family, when Abdullah ibn Sanan asked him about the first angel who will come meet us after death. The Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, explained, it will be an angel called Rahman, who will order the man to write down his good deeds with his hand on his shroud. Then he would command him to write down his bad deeds, and he hesitates because of shame. The angel says that you were not ashamed while you were committing them. Now you are ashamed to write them down. And then commands him again to write the bad deeds on his shroud, and he will do so. Then the Prophet reads this verse of Quran from Surah Al-Isra, verse 13, where Allah the Almighty says, وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. We have attached every person omen to his neck, and we shall bring it out for him on the day of resurrection as a book that he will find wide open. Now, my brothers and sisters, let us go over the entirety of Hikmah 6 in brief. At first, Imam Ali alayhi salam warns us about a very dangerous spiritual and moral illness, which is vanity and self-admiration, when he says, مَنْ رَضِيَ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ كَثُرَ سَاخِتُ عَلَيْهِ. Whoever is pleased with himself, many will be displeased with him. And then he guides us to the cure of this illness, which is giving charity and being in touch with the poor and needy of our society. As-sadaqatu dawa'un munjih. Charity is an effective cure. And in the end, Imam alayhi salam is reminding us of the day of judgment, where every deed will be presented to us as it is. Because remembering that everyone will be judged based on their deeds can help us avoid being arrogant and too pleased with ourselves, and also not feel ashamed of being around the poor and the needy. So my brothers and sisters, be in touch with and socialize with the mu'mineen of your society who are needy and poor, and help them in their struggles, and consider always in the back of your mind that every deed of yours will be presented to you and be judged in the hereafter. And this was your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. So reach the peak wherever you are.
Wherever you are.